Okay, so I'm just going to read a section on the syllabus from the course that I'm teaching at UBC right now. That's a course in performance and actions in the field of contemporary art. And it kind of like gives an introduction to how I'm thinking about performance and the relationship between performance and pedagogy. So it says, performance and actions in the field of contemporary art addresses the art of performance as a process and methodology, notions of embodiment, presence, resistance, poetics, and collaboration will be investigated and developed as means to understand and strengthen the creative process. Performance art's essence stems in its ephemeral nature. We take time, we are time, we strike in time, we go beyond time, we disappear in time. It happens in the present moment through the sensorial body subject. It is unrepeatable and unalterable. These conditions enable for powerful poetical and political impact. The performer is aware of and present with the body and its surroundings, not only at the immediate level of sensation, but also with larger historical, cultural, geographical, and social contexts. Through time, performance art has evolved from being a marginal and radically political medium into being absorbed and perhaps even institutionalized by the art market and academia. It has taken multiple forms and nuances in different places at different times. This course attempts to understand what is the role of performance art today, how has its ontology been transformed, and what is its legacy and its future. How is it relevant and materialized in today's contexts, audiences, and bodies, not only as a medium to express artistically, but also as a methodology that may become a form to create, understand, and share knowledge?